From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns. Here's NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Just a few days ago, the U.S. Congress authorized a budget which quadrupled the funding for U.S. military presence in Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg saying the U.S. will continue to support NATO. An earthquake struck Indonesia's Sumatra Island Wednesday. The early morning quake was felt along Aceh Province's northeastern coast. It caused many buildings to collapse, and there are reports of injuries. Officials fear a number of people may be trapped under rubble. Venezuela's opposition decided not to attend a Tuesday meeting with government officials on defusing the country's political crisis. An opposition spokesman said authorities have yet to make compromises more than a month into the mediation effort. But he said opposition leaders would be staying with the dialogue system. Reports say Syria's Russian-backed army has entered rebel-held parts of Aleppo's old city, leaving rebel defenses on the verge of collapse. Details were sketchy late Tuesday, and it was not clear how far the government advance had gone. Meanwhile, Syrian monitors say the death toll from a Russian and Syrian air offensive that began late last month against rebel positions southwest of Aleppo has climbed past 300, and they say more than 1,000 have been wounded. This is VOA News.